Welcome back to the show. And now we meet the students of the Cascade FFA chapter in Iowa as the Iowa FFA Association brings us a peek inside their chapter, individual SAE projects, and what drives them to succeed in the organization.
I'm Ray Martin, and I'm part of the Cascade FFA.
I'm Jared Conley.
And I'm Joel Conley.
I'm Addie Supel.
I'm Cade Roush.
I'm Lauren Conley.
I'm Adam Napper. I'm a freshman at Cascade FFA.
Hello, my name is Mitchell Birkfeld.
I'm Willie Lynch.
I'm Ty Kelchin.
I'm Charles Bruns from the Cascade FFA in Cascade, Iowa.
My name's Mike Trump.
Hello, I'm Wyatt Lynch.
And I'm Brady Gale.
Michael Dressler.
Nathan Napper.
I'm Michael Dressler.
And I'm Nathan Napper.
Hi, I'm Shannon Morris.
And I'm Emily Trump.
And I'm Autumn Cook.
I'm Nolan Frazier from the Cascade FFA chapter.
My family runs a beef cattle operation by Bernard, and I always knew I thought that'd be a good SAE to be involved with beef cattle. So, in exchange for work on the farm, my dad gave me 3 beef cattle, and then we bred them and they had their calves, and we sold the calves. Because the beef industry is a big part of feeding America, and that's a really important industry to our state and to our country.
And my SAE is I work at CLH Repair, and it's a diesel mechanic shop that works on semis and trailers. Well, figuring out how to overall engines was kind of a struggle, but then once you get to know it, it's easy.
For ag class, for our chicken project, we raised 250 chickens to start out with, and we raised them as freshmen so that we could pay our fees and get our coats and stuff. We also topped off waters, made sure all the birds were fine when we were getting ready to bag the chickens, making sure all the birds are healthy. We had a couple die.
When we butchered the chickens, it was really gross.
It was kind of weird because, like, I didn't know what to expect. But then, I don't know, after a while, I just got used to, like, doing it. Well, we got them through Wayne Feeds, the company here in Cascade.
It was pretty cool. So, like, the juniors had the class before us, and they hid them around the school. We had to go find them, and that was pretty fun.
My brother, he was an officer, an FFA officer, and he won the hand grain show, and my sister won 2 times. She was secretary. I strive to, like, work up to that, just try to do the best I can, because they always did good. I think it was a really big accomplishment. A bunch of people just supported me.
We have a hand grain show that we do annually, about in the beginning of November, and we have, like, all the FFA members bring in a bunch of crops, so, like, ear corn and then different silages and shelled corns and beans and oats. And we will also invite local agronomists in, and they will judge each of the entries that the members brought in. And then that night, we will have a supper and then a FFA meeting where we announce all the results.
I was chairman of the hand grain show, which is our series of the November meeting. The freshmen get their green hand degrees, sophomores get their chapter degrees, and we get rewarded for our fruit sales.
I participate in the summer mowing, which is throughout the whole summer. We mow 1 cemetery and then 3 different substations throughout the summer. Getting to know more people through these activities, you get to know, like, experience the community and who all is out there.
I help out on the food stands. We do baseball games, and then we have little ones like Trunk or Tree, which is over at the Cascade Elementary. Grill out and help them out also. We do, like, little other food stands for other people, too.
My SAE is working up at White Front Feed and Seed in Cascade. I usually power wash the cage tanks, trucks, work on semis and whatnot, deliver fertilizer and everything to customers. White Front basically is a feed and fertilizer company, but I usually use pickup trucks to deliver fertilizer carts and pallets of chemical to customers.
And my SAE is working with On Trump Farms. We have 1,700 sows that we farrow and finish. And we also have 2,200 acres of cropland. And I'm also a co-owner of 100 sows with 3 of my older brothers.
So we own a forage chopper. So we do hay, oats, rye, corn silage throughout the year. And we've been growing our business over the years, and we chopped 1,500 acres this year. I started my beef my freshman year. I had 4, and then I grew up to 12, and I want to get more involved in beef.
So I raise 15 sows, and the piglets that I get from them, I sell to 4-H members that they can show them at the county fairs. The biggest takeaway, I guess, I've gotten from it is probably learning when the best time to breed is, and how to properly vaccinate and wean pigs.
Okay, the test plot got started back in like the 1980s when they first got their FFA advisor here. There used to be one test plot out by McDermott Oil, and now we had two test plots. One was a subdivision that they built houses on last year, and then now we got the FFA test plot up by the football field.
We do a bean corn rotation, so it'll be every other year.
My biggest takeaway is trying to like plan it out to like when you want to, or when you want to plant it, when you want to rip it up, when you want to put fertilizer down.
My biggest takeaway was probably the yield checks that we do on them. I never really knew how to do a yield check on corn until this year.
My favorite part about being in FFA is being able to show our whole town that we can be leaders too.
My favorite part of FFA is probably just like Chan's, but our community is like such a tight-knit community, and so us being able to go out into the community and help out and, like Shannon said, be leaders. Like our community sees us as the helpers, and so we're always there to help out.
I look up to our advisor, Miss McQuillan. She works before and after school to make sure everything is right. We do food stands, mowing, our hand grain show, the banquet, and she's always on top of things. She wants us to be the best we can be.
So mine's more of a placement SAE. Me and my dad run a custom baling business. Well, I was pretty young when Dad started it, but it just kind of worked out. We always had a hired man, and I was probably 6th or 7th grade when he kind of said he wasn't going to be able to come back, and I was just old enough to be able to start running the other baler. So it just kind of worked out, and it kind of get into my SAE, I guess.